Hi, it's Chip here, and I'm with the councillor, Ian Dorr. How are you doing, Ian?
I'm very well, Chip. Thank you very much for asking. We're here at Jersey Camp today with this incredible display from the Chinook, working with the RAF, the ambulance service, the army. You've got fire here, you have got Coast Guard, it's a nice big civil military partnership all coming together and performing what was an incredible lift, I think you'll agree, and demonstrating some of the resilience roles that we have here for the island.
How did you find it today?
Do you know what, actually, Chip? It takes me back. This used to be a bit of my job. Way back in the 90s, when I was in the army, I was a landing point commander and rigor marshaler. So being close up to the Chinook today, it brought back some great memories. What I thought was really, really cool is it was absolutely seamless. And for those that were actually on board the aircraft, for some, it was a unique flight for them in terms of they'd never been on a helicopter before. So to have the opportunity to go in a Chinook was excellent. But it also demonstrates the partnership that we've already got, working with the RAF, the military, from a point of emergency planning, so that if something goes wrong and we need this kit moved around on the island for flood prevention or whatever it may be, that is in place. And that's what this exercise is about. It's making sure everybody gels together, that if it happens for real, it'll be quite a seamless operation.
It's good you had it today. And did you like the weather today? Like, it was good weather.
Weather is perfect flying weather. You're always hoping for good weather when you're flying aircraft. So perfect weather for the air crew. Great visibility, no wind as well, so that's not affecting the landing point. So the lifting was quite simple as well, and everybody had a nice, pleasurable flight. But it also means that the setup of the whole exercise here was a lot more simple too. So, you know, there's not any wet land, so none of the vehicles bogged in or anything like that. So yeah, weather was absolutely perfect. You couldn't have asked for a better day.
What part of the display did you like the most today?
Part of the display? Well, I think it was nice. It was nice to see people that work so hard to keep us safe in our homes, like the ambulance service, the fire service, the Coast Guard, that put so much in and have invested time and effort in training for moments like this in real time. I really enjoyed, because I've flown in Chinooks quite a lot, I really enjoyed watching them go in, then when they landed, coming out with beaming smiles on their faces. And the second point to that is the system works. The emergency planning works. And today, you've seen a nice coherent demonstration of that.
It works really well.
It does indeed, it does.
What's it like flying in one?
Noisy, smelly, and depending on the type of flight, I mean, a tactical departure is something else. That's bowel clenching. But sometimes if you're transiting a sort of distance, you fall asleep because it can be, it's a very smooth ride in a Chinook. It's not like a Lynx or a Puma, which can be a lot more dynamic. That said, tactical departures, tactical approaches and tactical manoeuvres, either on exercise or on operations, they are, it's like a roller coaster and great fun.
You said you were in the army. What was the best bits about being in the army?
Best bits about being in the army? I could probably list loads, Chip, but here's something for you.
Yeah.
I met two people last week that I hadn't seen for over 30 years that I served with, and we're still best mates. And that's what I've taken away from my service. Friends for life. Comradeship. I served in various different locations, and they were all interesting and good for different reasons, but it's the friends you have for life and the trust and respect and the fun that you have.
That's incredible. Thank you for letting me interview you, Ian.
Not a problem, Chip, and I love your T-shirt, by the way. I've only just noticed that. Robert Chip Clark, Dance Hall Show.
Oh, thank you.
And well done on Vectis Radio, by the way, for all the awards you're coming up to. Thoroughly deserved. Well done.
Thank you.
Pleasure.